From the day Steve File said, hey, let's start a bar, to today, is it fair to ask you the overall worth of your companies, Stan Clark Companies?
It's a great question, and it's a pertinent question. I'd have to say I don't really know. I'm not planning on selling. The only time I guess you would care to truly evaluate that would be if you were looking for that last payday or whatever. I just don't see myself doing anything but operating these companies as long as I'm around to do it. I don't have an exit strategy, and I just want to keep trying to remain relevant and hopefully special to our guests and hope to keep growing it.
Wonder how many marriages are a result of Eskimo Joes.
I can assure you, plenty. Many, many, many couples met their eventual soulmate at Eskimo Joe's over 37 years in the bar business in a college town. I mean, it's just that age, and that's about when lots and lots of people hook up. But I know of countless stories just like that. I've actually been enticed to solicit for people to submit their stories. I think there'd be a wonderful book in that, just to hear people's stories. The only caveat would be, did you meet your spouse at Eskimo Joe's? If so, please submit your story. There's a lot of them, including my own. You know, I met my wife at Eskimo Joe's. She started as a hostess there. Her older sister worked there, so that's why she applied there and was immediately hired because her older sister, Sandra, was a great employee and just a lovely person. And that's enough for us. We're hiring people every day anyway. Doesn't take a whole lot. If you've got a big smile on your face and a good attitude, you got every chance in the world to get hired at Eskimo Joe's. So I met Shannon very soon after she became an employee, and she's kind of caught my eye. We started dating very shortly thereafter. Gosh, we've been together for 23 years now, been married for 18 years now. It's just been the love of my life. We have three beautiful children to show for our marriage. Gabby and Hudson are twins, and they're 8 years old. Our oldest child, first child, is Maguire, and she's 10 years old. Twins are in second grade at Westwood Elementary School here, and Maguire is in fourth grade. Having children certainly changes your perspective on the world and what's important. I was 49 when we had Maguire, our first child. I was 51 when the twins came along. I was very late in life getting started with that, but boy, I'm sure glad I didn't miss that phase of life because it's just unbelievable.